I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Colombia's icy cold relationship with Venezuela is warming and borders are now reopening. This will mean easier access for people and goods between the two countries. With Venezuela's economic collapse, many asylum seekers are fleeing to Colombia. Annabel Torrealba with Transworld Radio says ministry in Venezuela is becoming more difficult. To support their gospel-centered Spanish radio program production, TWR is building an additional studio in Colombia.
Around 3 million Venezuelans are living right now in Colombia because they are looking for a better life. If things here get much worse in Venezuela, they will have a place to go. And we could keep the production ongoing.
Pray for every heart in Colombia and Venezuela to know Jesus as their Savior. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And our final story comes to us from MNN's Katie Harth.
What would you risk to tell someone about Jesus? One man risks his life every time he enters the Argentinian jungle. Riding his motorcycle, this believer starts a 10-hour journey on a narrow, dangerous trail. Wild cacti sometimes block the path, and he has to stop and hack his way through. Jaguars, pumas, and vipers lurk just out of sight, posing a constant threat. Sharing Christ in remote villages makes it all worthwhile. Tribal people crowd together on handmade benches to hear the man speak. Many people come forward, crying and broken, to receive Christ in their hearts after they hear God's word. You can help workers like this one through Christian Aid Mission. We'll show you how at missionnews.org. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.